Well, for the past few weeks, we've been reading through the Sermon on the Mount at our weekday masses, and there's this quote from Benedict XVI that I'd like to share with you, where he says about the Sermon on the Mount, "It is addressed to the entire world, the entire present and future, and yet it demands discipleship and can only be understood and lived out by following Jesus." So what the Pope is saying there is that this is a sermon for everyone, every man, every woman. But in order to hear this sermon, you have to be willing to become a disciple. And the word disciple is a very beautiful word. It means one who is a student, a learner, a follower. And so, although there are so many who have heard the Sermon on the Mount, there are so few who have truly taken to heart what Jesus says here and have followed him in the way of discipleship. And in the passage that I read tonight, we're actually just given three verses. It's not a continuous passage, but three verses from chapter 7. And these tell us something about discipleship. Three things. That first of all, discipleship is a precious gift. That secondly, it's to be expressed in genuine love. And thirdly, to follow the path of discipleship is a difficult path. So first of all, it is a precious gift. When we think about the first verse that I read, Jesus says, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not think about Fido that you have at home." We're not talking about this kind of dog. This is like a dog with rabies. This is like a ravenous wolf. Because you see, in the Palestine of Jesus' day, dogs were not pets. They were animals that you stayed away from. And so he says, "Do not take what is holy and give it to dogs, or that which is precious, like a pearl, to a pig, because they will trample it underfoot and they will maul you." Here's the point. Our faith is precious. It is holy. It is like a precious pearl. And there are so many who, when they see that faith, they will, like these dogs or this swine, trample it underfoot. We don't have time to go into that first reading from Kings, but that's what that is all about. Sennacherib is wanting to intimidate King Hezekiah. He's the king down in Judah. You need to remember that up in the north, Israel, Sennacherib had just taken all of them captive, and now he wanted to do the same thing down in Judah. And so he was dismissing this God. He was dismissing this faith, and he wanted to trample it underfoot. You see, there's so many. Be they a king who lived in Assyria in 721 or today, who want to profane, they want to make that which is holy, they want to make it profane. And so we need to be a people who understand that to be disciples of Jesus is to hold this precious gift of our faith as the most precious of all precious pearls. But here's the second thing that Jesus teaches us this evening. That our discipleship is a precious gift, and therefore we need to express it with genuine love. And so when we hear Jesus say, "In everything do to others as you would have them do to you, for this is the law and the prophets," when you tie that in with the first verse that I just quoted, we need to be a people who are not being influenced by the profane, but rather we are learning to live so that we express genuine love. Here, in the Golden Rule, Jesus puts it so simply. If we think about how to truly live, how would we want other people to treat us? Well, that is how we are to treat them. Not how they necessarily treated us, but how we would want to be treated, and therefore we extend this in turn. Today, the church remembers Saint Aloysius Gonzaga. He died at the age of 23. And the reason he died at the age of 23 was because in Rome in the year 1591, a plague broke out. He offered to serve the sick and the dying in the hospitals of Rome. He caught the plague himself and died 3 months later. He was someone who took our Lord's words to heart. How would I want others to treat me? That's how I will treat them. And then thirdly, We have to think about how this path of discipleship is a difficult one to follow. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and the road is easy that leads to destruction. There are many who take it. The gate is narrow, the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Here's the point, beloved. Jesus is really saying here is that to follow him as a disciple is to choose the narrow gate. It is to choose the narrow way. For those who want to be disciples, we are called to live our lives recognizing that to follow Jesus means there'll be many things we will have to say no to. To follow Jesus means that we will not allow the profanity of this world to affect how we treat others. To follow the narrow way of Jesus means that we will day by day cultivate an attitude so as to live out the golden rule. This way is a focused way. This way is the way of discipleship. This way is the way to live holy lives in an unholy world. This way is to say daily, Jesus, I want to accompany you. I want to follow you along the narrow way, which is the way of the disciple.